This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, August 3rd. Well, cattle markets started firmer yesterday, both lives and feeders, and we didn't hold all that well as we closed toward the low end of the range. I think the corn market putting in an outside day higher, the wheat market surging higher, it's kind of spooking at least the feeder cattle market just a bit. As we see more reports coming out of Brazil of just a disaster unfolding there. We had the drought during the growing season, the late freezes, end of the season early, and the production estimates coming out of Brazil are plummeting. So are the export projections. And so that's going to push demand to the United States for corn. That's going to push corn higher. And that's going to be a problem for feeder cattle. Meantime, the fed cattle market cash trade, pretty disappointing last week that we couldn't get more energy in the cash market with boxed beef stronger throughout the whole week. And we saw that again yesterday with boxed beef, where we were up another 254 on the choice at 281. Select was up 419, sitting at 263. The spread lost $1.65, we're sitting at 1762. Movement was pretty strong, 127 loads. That's good for a Monday. So higher boxed beef values, higher volume moving, and yet you still can't get the cash trade to make a bump. So we were last week around 121 on the Fed trade, dress trade around 197. Both of those were unchanged on the week. So the feeling had been that you would get something to break loose to the upside, that the feedlots would have some leverage with slaughter volumes, you know, keeping steady with the previous week, and yet demand clearly improving, and yet they just couldn't squeeze any more margin from the packers. So we had slaughter rates yesterday for Monday, 119,000 head. That was equal to the week prior, and it was 7,000 more than a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 154, a pretty good jump for a moving average index. We're sitting at 155.58. So what do you do? You know, if you don't have enough leverage, you know, the packers aren't going to give it to the feedlots for free. They're just not going to give up their margins. And the feedlots have just not been able to have enough leverage to squeeze more out of the packer. So that's kind of just the bottom line. I think they're looking at tighter numbers in the fall. Many of these calves have already moved off pasture. The feeder, the cash index is performing well. And, you know, in the bigger picture, the market, the cattle market has done well. Feeder cattle have pushed beyond that 161 major resistance. They didn't spend a lot of time there, but we're still hovering around that. And the deferreds are above that. So we've got our correction here. Yesterday, it looked like we were going to regain that upward momentum. And again, we didn't close all that well. So that might be a red flag. And I would think if the corn market's going to continue up and get some momentum to the upside, that would start to peel away some of the feeder cattle enthusiasm. But it's really going to take a combination of, you know, confidence that you're going to have a big corn crop and plenty of feed grain available, and the cash market moving higher. You're going to need that for feeder cattle to really kind of coalesce and be able to move higher. But I just don't see feed grains really getting cheaper. I don't see the corn crop improving much at this point. We got dryness hovering all through the Central Plains. It's going to be 100 degrees in the Central Plains. That pushes up into the 90s in the Western Midwest. We've got dryness developing even in the Eastern Midwest. So I think that, you know, at this point, we've probably seen the peak of corn production possibilities. And I think your prices are just going to start to move higher. Brazil is just not going to be a major influence in the corn market worldwide. And that's going to allow corn prices to at least stabilize, if not move higher. So feed grain prices will stay elevated. That's going to, I think, keep a lid on feeder cattle prices. It's going to have to take something really breaking loose for live cattle to be able to pull feeders higher. Demand is strong, you know, but COVID is resurging as well. And that's a big worry in the cattle complex. Obviously, we saw what happened last year. And so, you know, we're watching that very carefully, but it's, you know, we have another resurgence going on. And it certainly is cause for concern. Crop condition ratings, we saw pasture conditions drop a little bit at 32% good to excellent. That's down 2 from last week. 42% poor to very poor, which is unchanged last week. So obviously the Northern Plains, kind of a just a washout when it comes to pasture conditions and grass availability, hay availability. Now that heat and dryness is moving down into the Central Plains and into the far Southern Plains. And it just depends on how long it stays there. But it's going to be 100 degrees in the Central Plains and in the 90s all around there for a few days. So it's not improving, that's for sure. And it's probably going to start pushing cattle early off of those pastures as well. So short term, you know, we're still looking at the market, probably struggling, and we'll just key off of what corn is doing, which I think will start to move higher. But longer term, obviously, we're setting up for a pretty big bull market. You know, we've reduced herd size. We continue to ratchet down, you know, calf numbers and their availability. Once you get past this summer, numbers are going to be pretty tight to be placing in the feedlots. So that's why those deferreds are higher the way they are. And that's what a lot of the trade is looking at, is down the road, the bullish market developing in the cattle complex. It's just getting through these next few months that will be a little more tricky. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.